A few weeks ago, I went to hear Chris Luxon speak at a public meeting in Wanaka, near where I live. I gave my impressions of that the day after and suggested he was not overly impressive. Sure, he was fluent, he had a good grasp of the facts, but he's completely lacking the spark, the presence, the charisma which says, hey, I'm your next Prime Minister. And he also showed that he can get rattled pretty easily. One of the questions after his speech came from a Wanaka local, Jerry Pives, who is an Oxford history graduate, a psychotherapist, and a man utterly opposed to vaccination mandates. Jerry asked Christopher Luxon how he could expect the population of New Zealand to vote for him after his party refused to engage with the protesters at Parliament last year, many of whom lost their job because of the mandate or who had become quite ill after being vaccinated. Now, Chris Luxon tried to be nice, saying to Jerry, we can disagree without being disagreeable. But after a bit of heckling, he rather lost his composure and said the protest was a disparate group of people and that the protest rather lost its shape. And as the heckling continued, he said, well, that's my answer, and if you don't like my answer, that's fine. Feel free to vote for someone else. I mean, can you believe that? The leader of the National Party, in a neck-and-neck contest and race for the heart and soul of the country, says to a man at a meeting in the bluest of blue towns, in the bluest of blue electorates, that he can feel free to vote for someone else. And you know, he said it in such a defensive manner that he appeared utterly unconvincing with his answer as to why he didn't even meet with the protesters. What has become very obvious 18 months on is that the politicians who refuse to talk to the protesters for whatever cowardly reason have not won back support from what could be a very significant freedom vote this October. One that Winston Peters is all ready to swoop onto.